Stay with the spirit. From WGGB, Long Island's oldest radio station, it's time for
Blues.
Listen up,
Jesus is on the air.
And we're in the spirit, John.
Oh, I was just going to say the same thing. We caught the spirit.
I trumped you.
You know what? I wonder what people say, what they mean when they say they caught the spirit. Where did it go? And how do they know they caught it?
Or where did it come from? And how could you catch it?
And what does it say in Scripture?
Oh,
nobody knows from whence it comes or where it goes. It's like a wind.
Well,
isn't that something?
I'll tell you what wisdom says. Wisdom tells us, wisdom is the first and highest, the Spirit is the first and highest gift because it is perfection of faith. True wisdom, we know the value of properly these things which are believed through faith. That's one of the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us, and that's called wisdom.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, there's a ton of gifts. I mean, there's seven gifts that I believe that the Holy Spirit gives. But what is the Holy Spirit?
I don't know.
And who is the Holy Spirit?
I remember when the Holy Spirit was the Holy Ghost. You know what I'd like to do, though? Why don't we start the show with a prayer today? Because we're going to ask our listeners, pray with us so that we can be sure that you're going to be open to the Holy Spirit as we go through this program. We're getting ready for Pentecost.
And that's next Sunday.
Right? Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit. And they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the. And we shall call upon the spouse of the Holy Spirit, who is Mary. And let's say, remember, O most compassionate Virgin Mary, never was it known that
anyone who
fled to your protection, implored your help,
or
sought your intercession,
was left unaided.
Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto you, Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you we come,
before thee we kneel,
simple and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your clemency,
hear and answer them. Amen.
Amen. Well, if that doesn't get our listeners in the mood, I don't know what.
Come on, listeners, get in the mood. Palmer wants you guys in the mood.
That's right.
So, John.
I'm listening.
This thing that used to be called the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember that, I'm sure.
Sure.
Because of your age. I'm too young. I wouldn't remember that.
I know.
I'm lying. I would remember it. But just exactly, what is the Holy Spirit? It's the part of the Trinity?
You know what the definition is from catechism? Maybe you have one there.
Yes,
on the
I do,
paper.
But what is it? Let me hear you.
The one I hear is the Holy Spirit is the mutual love of the Father for the Son and the Son for the Father who dwells in us and was given to us at Ascension Thursday so that it can teach us truth. Now, I don't know how to prove that.
Well, you don't have to. Actually, it teaches us more than truth. It gives us courage. It's a gift. It's part of God. It's part of the Holy Trinity.
It's God alive in us.
It's next to Jesus and next to our Creator, our Father. But what can the Holy Spirit do? It can bless our lives in many different ways.
Go ahead.
And how can it bless our lives in many different ways? Look what it did to the apostles.
Can you imagine?
When Jesus appeared in the room and sent the Holy Spirit, because he was talking about the Holy Spirit to the apostles. Wait till my Father sends upon the Holy Spirit before you do this and before you do. So he sent it. And what happened? What did it do? Wow.
And you know, when I was a kid, and they said they were going to send the Paraclete, I thought they were saying they're going to send the parakeet. And I said, boy, this religion's for the birds. What are they talking about, you know? But it's the spirit of truth. And it's sent to convict us of the fact that Jesus is Messiah. And that through Jesus, once you know Jesus, you'll know the Father.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Jesus is with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. But didn't Christ promise his apostles that the Holy Spirit would teach all things to them? Didn't he promise it would take care of everything? I think in John 14, it says it would guide you to the truth.
Yeah.
And so it's the Holy Spirit, is it a person?
A divine person. It's one of the three divine persons of the Blessed Trinity. And my feeling my knowledge about the Blessed Trinity is that it's an eternal relationship in love. And the Spirit leads us to that.
Right, but I think in John 16:13, it says that the Holy Spirit will testify to Jesus, about Jesus, and of Jesus, and his divinity. So it's all interconnected over here, right? This is in all honesty, I ask for the Holy Spirit many times. Do you?
Well, I almost feel like I live with the Holy Spirit. I mean, that's really what happens in terms of my experience. But, you know, I want to get our listeners in the mood. And we want to ask the Holy Spirit to come to us now and bless us. And you know that always means that we're going to have something from music.
I smelt it a mile away, Palmer.
By the way, Holy Spirit.
Palmer's the selector of the music, so everyone knows.
Spirit goes out all across these airwaves and touches the hearts, the souls, the minds, and the wills of our listeners so that they will be open to the presence of the Holy Spirit in them. A wonderful gift that they can just be open. So listeners, sit back. Close your eyes if you want. Close your mind. Let the Holy Spirit come in. Let him touch you. He will, you know. And once he's in, he'll change your life. So get comfortable. Start listening.
Bend our stubborn heart and will
steps when we go astray. That's what our opening song says.
Absolutely. And you know, that's one of the wonders of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can guide us on our chores, on our missions, on our questions of faith and questions of innocence. All we have to do is ask for the Holy Spirit.
And you know, He'll come in when you have your back up against the wall. And you know what He does when I have my back up against the wall? He takes the wall down behind me and gives me breathing room.
Absolutely.
That's the Spirit I know.
Absolutely. And He can help you understand and recognize the truth and help you make right decisions that gives God and Jesus and the Holy Trinity the glory they deserve.
And I'm being led to play this again. And let us talk while this is going on. Come, Holy Spirit, come into our listeners. Come, Holy Spirit, touch their hearts. Let them surrender, Lord. Bring them out of their doldrums, out of their pain, into the presence of your love and the Holy Spirit that dwells in them.
Right. And Galatians 5:22 tells us that the Holy Spirit can inspire us with thoughts and ideas. It could warn us, it could comfort us, it could give us advice, lead us, guide us. What a gift.
It's wonderful.
What a gift. And you know what? Sometimes when I'm doing presentations and talks, I ask the Holy Spirit to put words in my mouth that are going to inspire people.
I do the same thing.
But I don't always inspire people.
No, I don't always inspire them either. But when I go into prayer every day and I listen, I swear that's the Spirit moving me with words and teaching me and leading me into what God wants me to do and not what I want to do. If I had my choice, I'd fold up my tent and leave this world, because it really is not a very pleasant place to be. But when you let the Spirit come in, somehow or other, all that pain, all that misery gets pushed aside, even if just for a few minutes. Isn't that what happens to
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. But you know what? Sometimes in everyone's lives, or listeners, in your lives, I'm sure, sometime or another, one time or another, you must have felt the Holy Spirit. You must have known that the Holy Spirit was there. But there's a difference between experience the Holy Spirit and being influenced by the Holy Spirit and receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit.
And you said experiencing the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That's what I find most interesting about the Spirit. I feel something inside of me that gets stirred. And I don't know what it is, but I assume it's the Holy Spirit.
It most definitely is the Holy Spirit.
And what about our listeners? When you're sitting down, I know it happened to me many times. I said, Jesus, I'm sick and tired of this world, and I want to throw in the sponge. You know what the Spirit says back? You can throw in the sponge, but we're going to throw it back at you. You got to keep going.
Absolutely.
And it gives you, like you said, the strength to push on.
You know, I was wondering, John, you might know, because you're a man of God and you're very spiritual. Is the Holy Spirit available to everyone, every man and woman, alive, regardless of their religion, regardless of their upbringing?
I think so. You know, in Scripture, it didn't say, we will send our Spirit to dwell in Catholics only. It says, we will send our Spirit to dwell in those souls, and those who use their free will to accept His presence will grow in our love.
And what happens when you get baptized? Does that bring in you the Holy Spirit?
Yes, it does. All those seeds are sealed in at baptism. And even in our church, confirmation just releases those spirits more powerfully than when they were given to us at baptism. So it's really something. Listeners, you got a Christmas present in your heart that you can open anytime you want.
So let's just think quickly. It's through baptism and then given it to us as a gift through confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
It's in there. Yeah, the confirmation unwraps the gifts and lets you know, hey, I'm alive in the Spirit. When I got baptized in the Spirit, to tell you the truth, I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Who did?
I remember driving in my car.
Jesus knew.
And I said, I have the gift of tongues, right? And I tell everybody I was a closet tonguer. I used to just go ahead and just you know what I mean? Because I didn't want to look like an idiot in public. And I since found out that that gift of tongues is the language of the Spirit in your being, talking to Jesus, God the Father.
Absolutely.
And opening us up to be fools, if you want.
I got another question for you, Mr.
Uh-oh.
Answer Man.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Smarty Pants.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to let that music play. I like it. Go ahead.
Let it play.
It's our show. Nobody can tell us not to.
By the way, listen, just so you know, we decided to do a show on the Holy Spirit about, what, 10 minutes before?
No. We prepared for 3 weeks for today. And
3 weeks,
actually,
yeah.
To tell you the truth, we prepared our whole lifetime for today.
Absolutely. You know you're right.
I know. Everything that has happened to us in our relationship with the Holy Spirit in our lifetime is prologue to today's radio show.
Yes. Everything that we were fed, everything that we were programmed with. You're right, Paul.
And there are people who are listening, Tony, who say the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Yeah, right. I'll tell you about Star Trek later. You know? There's no such thing. And to me, say, hey, wait a minute now. If you don't believe, have you tried to give in and invite the Spirit? If you have, good. Invite him in now. Follow the words of that song.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't want to throw a monkey wrench in this whole thing. Holy Spirit, but I had read in Acts 8:14 that whether or not we then receive this great gift of the Holy Spirit depends on our keeping the commandments of God.
Sure.
Because this gift, this wonderful gift of God, is available to all of us. But it's not carte blanche, is it? It's dependent on
saying yes.
Us saying yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that correct? I mean, we don't just go walking merrily down the street and don't believe in Jesus and don't say yes and get hit with the Holy Spirit, or do we?
Well, I tell you what happens. I think it happened to me, probably happened to you. When I was really desolate and way down and so unhappy and feeling totally powerless, I had to do something. And that's when I turned and said, if there is a Holy Spirit, please, you got to come in and help me, because I don't know what I'm doing next in my life. And I bet every listener has had that thought somehow.
You know what? That's a great comment that you just made.
It's real. It's what I lived.
Great.
Yeah, because that's when he came.
That's a showdown.
Yeah.
That's a
gunfight at the OK Corral. That's
yeah.
what it is. Because
yeah.
he said, you know, I, Lord, come on. If you're for real, I'm from Missouri. Show me.
Showdown. OK Corral.
That's right, Lord, the gunfight.
You're unbelievable.
Well, and I found that it's only my first experience, when I was so desperate after my first wife died and I'm left with 3 young kids, and I went to a Life in the Spirit seminar without even knowing that's where I was going, and I got prayed over, and they talked about gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Oh yes,
and they
I want to talk
are,
about those
yeah,
gifts.
There's so many of them.
Yes,
but
I,
you know,
I would like the privilege of talking about them.
Absolutely, but I want people to know they have to surrender before they do anything else. And if they don't surrender, they're in trouble.
Now, what do you mean by surrender?
Well, it means
you don't put your hands up over your head and go on top of your head. What do you mean by surrender?
Listen to the song.
I fell right into your trap.
Thank you. You fell. All right.
I fell right into it.
Listen to the song.
You're amazing, Palmer.
Let's breathe deep, Spirit of God.
This is what you do.
To sing Alleluia.
Come on, listen and sing.
Alleluia.
Sing silently. Come on, listen and sing with us. Put your hands up. Surrender. You're asking the Spirit to come in. Let him in. Let him in. Get ready for Pentecost.
Hallelujah.
Don't sing, Toby.
And I was just starting to say, but the Holy Spirit.
I don't mind surrendering, but I don't want to die when
You're
I surrender.
You're such a mean.
Alleluia. Send your Spirit.
Come on, Lord. Send your Holy Spirit to all listeners.
Alleluia.
Come on, listeners. You sing along with me. Come, Holy Spirit. Send your Spirit. Come on, Lord. Get that guy over there in the corner. Look at that idiot. He's covering his ears. Make his hands fall off, Lord, so he can hear. Your Spirit is calling every listener to this wonderful, joyful time of Pentecost, where the gifts of the Holy Spirit are waiting to come in. Surrender, folks. Come on, it's not that hard. Trevor, you get up there. Put your hands up. Come on, Trevor.
Come on, get off the table.
You're a Pentecostal.
Guys.
Let's go. I surrender. Come on, sing with me.
To your Spirit.
If your kids are in the room, stand up and say, I surrender. Put the white flag up in your house. Invite the Spirit into your house.
Get off the table, Palmer.
All right, let's go. Come on. To your Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. I'm going to pray in tongues. That's a gift of the Spirit. Absolutely. You feel like an idiot, but you let the tongues flow.
Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.
And Tony, I would love, I'll put the music soft, but you talk about the gifts
Lord,
of the Spirit.
The clouds of your kingdom.
Tell the listeners Lord, the gifts that are waiting for
you
them.
You know, when God created the Holy Spirit and used him to send down upon us, he didn't send him without gifts. He's not a visited doesn't bear gifts. He bears a lot of gifts.
What did he bring?
Well, specifically, he gave 7 gifts.
Okay.
And the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit are present in fullness in Jesus Christ and are found in all Christians. And they're there to help the believers, to help them in life and it's infused with God's gift that we respond to the prompting of the Holy Spirit as if by instinct, the way Christ himself would. So what are these wonderful gifts that God infused the Holy Spirit to bestow upon us?
Well, tell us.
Wisdom.
Mr. Know-it-all, tell us.
Thank you, Palmer. Wisdom. And what is wisdom? It's the first and the highest gift of the Holy Spirit, because it is the perfection of faith. Through wisdom, we come to value properly those things which we believe through faith, the truth of Christian belief, that are more important than the things of this world. And wisdom helps us to keep in order our relationship to the created word properly. Loving our creation for the sake of God, rather than for our own sake.
You know what wisdom is to me? When I get a word inside of me and I say, I never thought of that before. That to me is God's wisdom coming yes. into me. I never looked at it that way before.
That's right.
Isn't
and
it?
So let's
it's there.
Let's put wisdom aside okay. as a gift of the Holy Spirit. Let's talk about understanding, gift number okay. two. So understanding is the second gift of the Holy Spirit. And people sometimes have a hard time understanding. No pun intended, but they do. And how it differs from wisdom. While wisdom is the desire to contemplate the things of God, understanding allows us to grasp it, at least in a limited way. The very essence of the truths of the Catholic faith, through understanding, we gain a certitude about our beliefs that moves beyond faith. So it allows us to understand.
I had trouble understanding that.
Yes, I know, but that's what the Holy Spirit's gift of understanding.
You know what happens to me with understanding? After you go through something, then you realize what you were being taught.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And it becomes, oh, that's what you were teaching me.
That's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
So let's take understanding as a gift of the Holy Spirit and put that aside. That's number two.
They're getting piled up on the floor here. Look at that.
Can we move on to count three?
Sure, but listeners, you got two gifts already. That's part of your surrender. And we're glad you're surrendering.
Take them. Don't let them
fall around. We'll give them all later on. We'll just baptize them in the Spirit before we're finished.
Counsel. Spirit gift number three. Counsel is the third gift of the Holy Spirit. It's the perfection of the virtue of prudence. Prudence can be practiced by anyone, but counsel is supernatural. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are able to judge how best to act almost by intuition. Because of the gift of counsel, Christians need not fear to stand up for the truth of the faith, because the Holy Spirit will guide us in defending those truths. Isn't that wonderful?
It is. Can I give my two cents as to
what
I think?
Go ahead, that's your sixth sense, because all the others.
But counsel says, the Spirit is saying to me, Palmer, do you really want to do it that way? Why don't you just bite your tongue and shut up for a while and listen to Tony, because he has all these wonderful gifts, and you got to keep on... All right, Lord, I'll be quiet. That's counsel.
Did the Lord tell you that?
Now, shut up,
Thank
Mama.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Get on with the next one. Hurry up.
Okay, so let's put counsel aside. So far, we're not doing bad. Fortitude. Oh, I love fortitude.
I love the way you said it, too.
Yeah, I love it. Well, counsel is the perfection of a cardinal virtue. Fortitude is both a gift of the Holy Spirit and a cardinal virtue. Fortitude is ranked as the fourth gift of the Holy Spirit because it gives us the strength to follow through on our actions suggested by the gift of counsel.
Yep.
While fortitude is sometimes called courage, which we all might have, it goes beyond what we normally think of courage. Fortitude is the virtue that the martyrs had, that allowed the martyrs to suffer the way they did and face death with a smile on their face and a song on their lips, and allowed them to be tortured and killed rather than denounce their Christian faith.
You know, fortitude means to me...
Yes.
You want to go down that road, Palmer. This is what you want to do. But I'm telling you, that's the wrong way to go. So I want you to stand up against your thoughts and your feelings and stand in my love and stand tall and fight your way so you live a different way, not your usual sloppy Palmer way.
Wow, that's terrific.
That's fortitude for me.
Yeah, that's... Okay, so let's take fortitude, put it on the side.
So many gifts.
It's building us up. Don't you see what these gifts are doing to us? They're making... You know what? I'll tell you later. I don't want to reveal it.
Okay.
Knowledge is the fifth. Knowledge! I pray every day when I pray to Jesus, I ask him for wisdom to do the right things. Never really prayed for knowledge.
But knowledge doesn't mean, like I think, I'm a know-it-all.
No.
It means you don't know nothing, buddy, until you listen to our spirit.
Absolutely.
Then I'll give you my knowledge.
Okay. So the knowledge is the fifth gift of the Holy Spirit. And it's often confused with wisdom.
Yep.
And what a dope I am. I've been praying for wisdom all along. And understanding, like wisdom, knowledge is the perfection of faith. But whatever wisdom gives us the desire to judge all things according to the truth of our Catholic faith, knowledge is the actual ability to do so. Like counsel, it is aimed at our actions in this life. In a limited way, knowledge allows us to see the circumstances of our life the way that God sees them, or the way that God wants us to see them. Through this gift of the Holy Spirit, we can determine God's purpose for our lives and live them the way He wants us to live them accordingly.
Yeah.
Wow.
How many people do you know who say, I have so much pain. Where is God? Why are you letting this happen? And you know what happens to me in pain? If I really surrender, I begin to start to know Jesus and God the Father through Jesus.
Absolutely.
You begin to know His way of life.
I'm being transformed right in front of you by going over these gifts.
They're in it. Right, keep going.
Okay. So let's take knowledge and put it aside and ready for us to grasp. So let's talk about piety. Piety is the sixth gift of the Holy Spirit. It's the perfection of the virtue of religion. While we tend to think of religion today as the external elements of our faith, it really means the willingness to worship and to serve God. Piety takes that willingness beyond a sense of duty, so that we desire to worship God and to serve Him out of love, the way that we desire to honor our parents and to what they wish of us. Piety, I never really thought too much about that.
You know, I know people, myself included, who used to say, you know, if I do this, I make the Mass communion, say 20 rosaries a day, and I read scripture, and I do this, and I'm good, and I'm good, and I'm good, and I'm good. God's going to see how good I am, and He's going to come to me, as if I would control God. But I don't.
No way.
He controls
Absolutely.
Us. He gives us His pious thoughts, His pious actions.
And that's why He's given us these wonderful gifts.
We don't control
them. He's programming these gifts for us.
Yeah.
Okay, ready, listeners? Let's talk about the final one, the seventh.
What's that? I can't wait.
Of the Holy Spirit. Fear of the Lord.
Fear of the Lord.
Now, I don't think it actually means what's coming to your mind. The seventh and final gift of the Holy Spirit is the fear of the Lord. And perhaps no other gift of the Holy Spirit is so misunderstood. I told you that at the beginning. So misunderstood. We think of fear and hope as opposites. But the fear of the Lord confirms our virtues of hope. The gift of the Holy Spirit gives us the desire not to offend God. That's the fear of God. That's the gift that the Holy Spirit has given us, not to offend God in sinning or any other way, as well as the certainty that God will supply us with the grace we need in order to please Him.
And you know, that is true. I love the way you said that. It's awe, standing or kneeling in awe of God.
That's right.
That's a gift of the Spirit.
A gift of the Spirit.
And the song playing is, I love you, Lord. And we don't, we're not avoiding sin out of fear.
No.
We're avoiding sin out of love, because we love God.
But can you see, Farmer, that with these gifts, it's making us not only courageous, but it's making us a better person.
It's making us a better person to love God and to defend our faith.
Amen.
And to have understanding and knowledge and all this stuff. Oh my God, what a wonderful gift.
You know, I have a question for our listeners. First of all, can you repeat one of the gifts that you just heard? Can you repeat one? And if you can't, they all boil down to love. And God's asking you, are you a lover of me? Do you love me? Like he said to Peter, Peter, do you love me? Oh, Lord, you know I do. Peter, do you love me? Oh, absolutely, Lord. Peter, do you love me? Feed my people.
Right.
Feed my sheep. That's love.
And
you're starting your family.
Yes, but isn't humanistic, human nature deceiving many times? Isn't it? I mean, when Jesus asked Peter if he loved him, and Peter says, oh yeah, I do, you know I love you. And what happened?
He denied him.
3 times.
Yeah.
But look at it this way. What happened after they met in the room and the tongues of fire went over their heads?
And they were baptized in the
Spirit. They went out and evangelized. They got courage, the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
What happened with Peter? He went out and Paul. Peter went out and evangelized that he was going to be crucified. And he said to them, I don't deserve to be crucified like Jesus. I deserve to be crucified upside down.
Whoa. Isn't I prefer a, not to be crucified.
Yeah, so do I. But isn't that a far fetch, a far cry from hiding in the dark, denying Jesus? And
in
then,
the upper room cringing?
In the cringing, and then finally dying like, oh my Lord. In the
sound
worst possible
of the
way.
Sound of the wind and fires over their head. Hey, I got an idea, Tony.
What? I'm getting worried.
Let's give our listeners baptism in the Spirit right now on this radio show. Listeners, you've heard a lot. You know you got 7 gifts coming. And we told you, as he tells me many times, shut up, Palmer. Listen to me, will you please? Shut up. Right? We want you listening.
See, you never hear me say that.
No, never. As we allow our spirit to come into you. And we're going to just play a little bit of Amazing Grace. What love is like a music all show.
Yeah, you got to see him listen. He's sitting here with a thing in front of him. He's like that.
Ooh.
He's like, I don't know what he is.
Jesus, we ask you to go out and touch all of our listeners now with your Holy Spirit. And he asks you, do you believe in me? Do you believe I am Jesus the Messiah calling you to bless you with my Holy Spirit? Will you let me come in now? Do you renounce Satan? Do you renounce Satan and all of his works? Let me hear that. Say yes as loud as you can. Do you accept the truth that I am the Messiah and our Holy Spirit wishes to come fully alive in you? Will you accept my Spirit in you now? Good for you. Good for you. And now I'm going to give you an opportunity to show that. You don't have to do this too openly. But the first gift that you could receive is the gift of tongues. And you've seen these crazy charismatics go around with their hands in the air saying blah, 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 blah. Tongues is really your spirit speaking to God's spirit about things that you're not really sure you want to bring up. So when you surrender to tongues, you open your heart, your soul, and your mind to Jesus. Do you want that? and just say quietly, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And we could go on and say, hallelujah, 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 shalabara, shalabarum, karabara. Just let the words flow in you. The words flow in you. We want to give you another gift of the Spirit as part of this baptism. We want Scripture to come alive in you. Scripture. That's our word. That's us calling you, saying to you right now, listeners, hey, I'm real. I'm alive. I've lit the fire in you now. And now you're in my one-room schoolhouse from here on out. And I'll teach you about me through Scripture. And it's also, we have another gift of the Holy Spirit beyond the gifts that Tony had mentioned. We have an inner recognition that I, Jesus the Messiah, am truly alive in the Eucharist that you receive. I make a miracle on the altar at each Mass that my body and my blood and my soul and my divinity come alive. Come alive in a piece of bread and in a cup of wine. And so I ask you, will you come to breakfast with me? Will you accept my food for the journey in time? I call you to me, folks. Calling. Oh, I can see fire over your head. Look up and let it into your heart. Open your mouth and say, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come. Lord, we thank you for being here with us just at this very moment.
We give you praise and glory.
Now, we have a different guy who got touched with the amazing grace. See if you recognize this guy.
There goes Palmer again.
You know, it's not just dead, quiet music. Some popular singers do it. You know who this is? This is Elvis. Elvis is alive and in the room, folks.
So, all you Elvis fans, there he is.
Why don't you stand up and dance with Elvis? If you got your wife near you, put your arm around her, get up and dance with her. Dance to the amazing grace that our Holy Spirit is sharing in you right now. If you're by yourself, just get up and dance with yourself. The Spirit will provide the partnership you need.
Well, stay off the table. Don't be like Palmer.
Now sing with us. Hey, come on.
Me too.
Well, all right.
When we've been dead 10,000 years.
That's a long time, folks.
Bright shining as the
I got news for you.
You have to give me another chance at this singing.
Listen, this is a Spirit party. And we love the fact that the Holy Spirit is coming into you right now. Right now. Pray for the Spirit. All those with pain and misery and illnesses. It doesn't make any difference for these few moments. Throw your hands up if you can move them. And let the Spirit in. If not, throw your heart up in the air. And let the Spirit catch it before it falls all the way down.
Amen.
Now,
Can Elvis ever be wrong, Tony? Can Elvis make a mistake? What do you think?
I don't know. I wasn't born when Elvis was alive.
Oh, you big crony.
Sorry, I was.
So are we. And that's the other thing, Tony. Spirit is joyful, filled with love and joy.
Happiness, yes.
Now, listeners, you got the Spirit. You got the Spirit in you, whether you like it or not, because you dared to listen.
Hey, I'm not done talking about the Holy Spirit.
I know that.
I got some more.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
Don't forget, this is replacing the saints.
Right? Nothing replaces the saints. All right, let's see what you got. Well, give it your best shot.
Okay. We're all going to say the same thing. Who is the Holy Spirit? And why should I believe in the Holy Spirit? Why? Why should I really believe in the Holy Spirit?
Because you're not as dumb as you look.
Well, nice, buddy. Well, the Holy Spirit, in all reality, in doing my research, because I knew I was going to... Well, I didn't know. I don't know why I even bought this. We didn't decide to, for about 15 minutes before the show, we were doing the Holy Spirit. I think
don't
the Holy Spirit told me. Okay, I'm sorry,
Palmer.
Okay. But the Holy Spirit, believe it or not, is a person. It's an actual person. The Holy Spirit is included in the Holy Trinity. We all know that. Which is made up of three distinct people, persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, the following that I'm going to repeat are verses that give a beautiful picture of the Trinity that's mentioned in the Bible. It's mentioned in the Bible, not once, not twice. I would say, I'll just say plenty of times. I'll give you a few. Matthew 3:16. As soon as Jesus, the Son, was baptized, he went out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, descending like a dove and a lightning on him, and a voice from heaven, the Father, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love with him, and I am very pleased with him."
And you know what? He's saying that to every listener who stayed with us this whole show.
Absolutely. And remember, this is when Jesus opted to be baptized.
Yep.
Opted. Also, Matt 28:19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus told
me. And every listener is called to evangelize. That's what we're all about, isn't it,
That's
Tony?
That's what you and I are doing.
I know.
In
we're
a
trying.
Humble little way, one a week.
Some kind of a stupid way at times, but we do it.
But we're humble. We're meek, humble old men.
Yeah.
John. Actually, we're the mean disciples. John 14:16-17. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
Forevermore, listeners, have just been baptized in the Spirit. He's with you now and forevermore. Go ahead, Tony.
Now, could I say some more?
Sure.
2 Corinthians 13:14. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Acts.
That's the way they begin Mass. Everything.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Acts 2:32-33. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of that fact. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and he has poured out what you now see and hear.
And you know what gets me about the love that comes in?
people think that they're revealing more and more of God's love. They're going out and they're earning more. If we don't earn it, that gift of love is whole and complete and infinite in you at the moment you receive it.
Absolutely.
And all that happens as you walk with the Spirit. He reveals more of that complete love that's in you, a little at a time. It's
but
wonderful.
It is wonderful, John. You're right. You know, John, I see something's happened to you. You're turning all red, and you're getting hit with some spirit.
Where's my blood pressure pill?
Oh, is that what it is? But you're amazing, John. Oh, my God. All right. Does the Holy Spirit have a mind?
If he doesn't, we're in trouble.
The Holy Spirit has a mind.
Sure.
As shown in Romans 8:27, and he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with the will of God's will.
Isn't that wonderful? And what we're doing with that Holy Spirit, we're putting on the mind of Christ.
Absolutely.
And we're letting the Spirit teach us the way of life that Jesus wants us to live.
Absolutely.
Wow. Tough stuff, kid.
Does the Holy Spirit have a role?
I hope he leaves me something.
Yes. No, not that role.
Oh, okay.
Well.
Oh, okay.
Boy, you always got money on your mind. I don't know.
you said a mouthful.
1 Corinthians 12:11. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually, just as he desires or wills.
And the gifts that you get are so unique and so different, they're tailored just to fit your personality, Tony, and my personality. We have the gifts, the general gifts
that you talked about,
but they're unique and special in each person and every listener. The relationship with Jesus through the Holy Spirit is so unique and so special that you can't avoid it. He knows how to get to you now.
Oh.
You got it. You're sick with him now.
Now let's find out. Does the Holy Spirit have emotions?
Good question.
Does the Holy Spirit grieve?
I'm sure he did. He helped me. What happened?
I'm getting tongue-tied. All right, it says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
And you know, Tony, I've lost 2 wives and a son. And in each time out, it's the Spirit that carried me through that emotionally.
Absolutely.
And he'll do that with every listener, every listener.
And Isaiah 63:10 says, this is, yes, almost the last. Yet they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit, so he turned and became their enemy, and he himself fought against them. And the Holy Spirit gives joy. This will be the last one. Luke 10:21. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to your little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure.
Amen. So, listeners, we're very happy that you received the Holy Spirit today. It's a week before Pentecost. Go online and do a novena to the Holy Spirit. And even those listeners who are sick and ask for petitions, spirits, they're touching you. Touching you. We pray for you every week. You know, we're coming to the end of this program today.
This was an unbelievable program.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Praise
Isn't it nice we opened with a prayer and the Spirit led us through this entire program? Now, I have, Tony, I don't know how to tell you this. I have a closing song. A closing song.
Oh,
because
wonderful.
I want everybody, to really, truly know that the gift they receive
is joyful. So I'm singing hallelujah.
Oh, great. And thank you, listeners. Thank you for listening.
Come on, get up and enjoy the spirit.
There he goes again. Off the table, Palmer.
Singing hallelujah.
Hold your better half's hand. Dance. Give praise and glory to Jesus, to our Heavenly Father, and to the Holy Spirit, and to the Blessed Mother.
Listen, as the table is levitating. The table is going up in the air. The Spirit is here. Wonderful. God bless you all. Enjoy your life in the Spirit. Happy Pentecost to every listener.
There are no words to express my praise, but I will lift up my voice and sing from my heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
No, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
And we repeat what we said last week. The opinions expressed on this program are entirely ours. And if you don't like it, turn the station.
Of course, they were given to us by our Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How am I doing? Hallelujah.
Have you ever thought of the piano? Tony, this Tuesday night I'm giving a seminar at St. Mary's in Manhasset at 7:30 at night. And the title of the seminar is A Perspective on the Prophetic Words.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
Very different. Very different. I've never done it before. And I may never do it again. I don't know.
Well, look, if you excuse me from going to the intercessors on Tuesday night, I'll come.
You're excused.
Beautiful. Okay.
Bring them with you.
You know what? What an idea. Palmer is the boss of the intercessors.
It's the Agnus Dei purpose.
The Agnus Dei, I know, I call it. I'm from the old school. Thank you, listeners.
We have another minute to exalt them.
Oh, we do? That's great, because it gives me an opportunity to tell you listeners how important you are to us. Tells you listeners how much we love you.
Amen.
Tells you listeners how much we want to thank you. We really do. You know what gives us joy? When we walk into the church and people come over to us and say, I listened to your show. You know, I used to go around asking, did you listen to the show? I don't have to do that anymore. They come over and ask us. What a joy. What a joy.
Thank you, listeners. See you next week.
Thank you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And Liz, we love you, the president of our fan club.
Amen. Amen.